Good morning, afternoon, or evening, UNS leaders. This is Dave Fleming at the Ingenuity Lab, welcoming you to another episode of Thriving Together, the Leader Edition. We're currently exploring ideas and concepts that can help us better navigate the future of work. The future of work in a building, the future of work on teams, the ideas that we're all now so familiar with, hybrid and remote, and what does this mean for us as we move into the next phase of what the last 2 years have brought us? And today we want to talk very specifically about a quality that can help not only with the future of work, but the future of anything we do as leaders benefits from this particular quality, this way of being in any moment. And the quality is intentionality. We all know that the basic idea of intentionality is to have a deliberate approach to something. And I mean, I'm sitting in an amazing building in Southwest Florida right now. Happens to be the home of an organization called Collaboratory. And for years, they were the community foundation in this region, and they have a very cutting-edge approach to their work. And they took an old museum that once was the train station in Fort Myers, Florida, and redid it, renovated it, and added onto it. And it now is this amazing space for collaboration in the region. Now, if you were here, I could take you on a tour and show you the deep intentionality that was applied to the architecture and design and renovation of this building, including the train tracks that run through the building that remind the people who walk in not only what the building was, but about the past of this region. I mean, the deliberate nature of the building hits you in different ways when you're in it. And by that, I mean, you have this moment where you say, wow, not only is that a cool feature of the building, but somebody's figured that out early on in the design to make sure that once the building was built, that feature would be there. By the way, I'm also just really glad that it was constructed well and has intentionality in its sturdiness. And I think it can handle a level 4 hurricane, a cat 4 hurricane, which is good. Maybe even a cat 5. Well, actually, nothing can really withstand a cat 5. But I mean, it is well constructed. Something that's important in Florida when it comes to hurricanes. I'm really grateful for that. I am grateful for the intentionality of the design prior to the build and the intentionality of the build prior to occupancy. All these things are really important when we're sitting in a building, from just the simple fact that we can trust it won't fall down to all the features that make it an amazing space. Let's hear it for intentionality. Now, as leaders, you too can bring intentionality to your world, to the design of your world, to the way you enter moments, to the way you show up at meetings, to the way you talk, and the way you nudge, and the way you create stories that allow others to participate in important work. But what it requires is an intentionality. The more intentional we are as leaders, the more we are able to apply something that we have already thought of, we have already designed before we move into the moment at hand. I call this arriving before you arrive, and it's taking the time to literally architecture out, I know that's not a verb, but I just made it one, to architecture out what a moment ahead will look like. How do you want to behave in meetings that will start happening in the building? Maybe there will be some people who might feel tension about being in the building? Or maybe that's just, how are we going to architect out the teaming of people who are in the building and people who are remote? How do we not just allow that to be a frustration, but instead actually an alchemy of our resources to make it better than it's ever been before? Well, it starts at least at one level by having an intentionality in the way I show up as a leader and then what I design for other people to experience. Again, whether that's in a conversation, a meeting, a project, you name it, I can be intentional. Now, just for a moment, I want to give you the three lenses of intentionality. So if you want to get better at being deliberate, then apply these three lenses together. Bring all of them together into your view at one time, and you will be more intentional. So here we go. Lens number one, hindsight. Hindsight. So one of the ways to be more intentional is to learn from the past, to listen to the past. I've had times, that just a personal example here, where I have mindlessly come home from work and noticed my wife doing something in the kitchen, and I've barged in and disrupted it, and then an argument ensues. Now, tonight, when I walk in, if I practice hindsight and I see my wife in the kitchen doing something, I might remember the moment from the past where I didn't do a good job in that moment. And I can shape the present moment from the hindsight of the past. This is why feedback is also important. Hindsight, my ability to look past to the past and see something that is important for the future. Ah, and here comes the second lens. When I look to the past or to the moment, and I see something that I've learned, a wisdom that I learned, that brings me to a place of insight. And that's the second lens. Insight, that's the aha moment. Aha, here I am again, walking into the kitchen in a very similar situation to the one that I disrupted in a negative way last time, and something ensued that I don't want again. What should I do different? Well, that leads to things that I have practiced in the past where a moment has gone better. And I pull from those elements rather than the negative behaviors. So I'm taking my insight and I'm bringing it to bear in a moment. I'm using the past. I'm using the learnings of the past, the actions of the past, whether those produced what I wanted or didn't. I can learn from both of those. Then I'm bringing my insight, the wisdom of the moment, to bear, and I'm allowing that to shape how I behave. And there's one more lens. Now this becomes really powerful. The third lens is foresight. Foresight. So foresight is when I can see ahead so that I can bring something. Now we're really starting to wrap the whole idea of intentionality up. I can bring something to a future moment based on what? My hindsight and my insight. So now I'm sitting here talking to you, and for me, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. I have miles to go before I'm going to walk into my house this evening. But I have to admit, I've walked into my house many nights and said or done dumb things because I was mindless. Now, at 9 o'clock this morning on a Monday, I can take my hindsight and my insight, the wisdom that I possess, and I can send myself messages in a bottle. Right now, I can imagine right now, how do I want to behave when I walk in the door later tonight? How do I want to shape the moments that my wife and I will spend? What would be the mindset or the actions that would lead to the kind of night, the kind of interactions that produce goodness in our relationship? Oh, well, I know that. I mean, I'm 56. I know that because I have, from hindsight, not done those things in the past, and from insight, learn things that really are important to bring to my relationship. And now, at 9 o'clock on Monday morning, I can send myself a message in a bottle, and I can imagine myself tonight behaving in a way that is in alignment with my values. Whoa! That is what intentionality can bring to a moment. You can take the best and the worst of the past, that's hindsight, and apply it to your insight, the wisdom you know, and then look out at what's coming for you and ask yourself, wow, here I have a meeting next Tuesday at 3 o'clock. And it's our first meeting in the building with this team. What can I do to create a safe and open, fun, relaxed, and not stressful environment? What can I do? Well, what have I done in the past? And what do I know just from my own insight about what my team needs in those moments? And then I design what we're going to do next Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the building. Now, days earlier, days before it's going to happen. What is that? That's intentionality. Now, it doesn't always mean you have to be days and days ahead. You can be intentional hours and hours ahead. You can be intentional minutes and minutes ahead. You can even be intentional seconds ahead. Now, the word I used in all of those different time frames was ahead. And that's what intentionality brings. What do you want to bring to your day today? What do you want to bring to your meetings today? And that might be a variety of things. I want to be strategic. I want to be compassionate. I need to be gentle but firm in this conversation. I need to be very strategic in this conversation. I need to not talk much over here. Who knows what it is? As you work with your teams to move into the new future of work, what are the intentional designs of your team and your work that will help you thrive and not get caught flat-footed in this new world? The time to think about those, here comes the word again, is ahead of the moment when they arrive. Arrive before you arrive. Be intentional. Combine hindsight, insight, and foresight. Look at your week and ask yourself, how could you combine those three lenses to show up better in what you're going to do this week? Then ask this question, how can my team and I ready ourselves for the future of work? By being intentional through hindsight, insight, and foresight. This is Dave Fleming at the Ingenuity Lab. Have an intentional day.